This is the Morning Mayhem with Howard Feldman and the team. The best start to your day.
First and foremost, let's talk water. 54 hours with low pressure or no water at all. What does this all mean? Eddie Singo, Rand Water, Zuckerbosch Water Treatment Plant Executive Manager. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. I am well, and you?
I am well, thank you. But lots of listeners concerned about what is going to happen, why it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. Tell us everything. Don't leave out a thing. Actually, leave out a few things.
Yeah, I think let's correct your opening line that says there won't be water at all.
Right.
So just to ensure that the customers are aware of what is happening, in 2019, you'd remember that we had a shutdown almost of the same kind for the same pipeline B11 and B19. That was as a result of work that was done prior to then, when we were investigating the increase in the customer base and checking the 5 years post the period where we're doing an investigation. So the outcome of that assessment was saying to us as Rand Water that you've got a number of pipelines that need to be upgraded, replaced or augmented. Now, the B11 is one of those lines where it said to us by 2024, you will not be having enough capacity to supply the treatment plant, the Vereeniging 1. You need to either increase it or augment it. So we laid a brand new pipeline parallel to the B11. That pipeline is called the B19. That brand new line is meant to then augment the system. So in 2019, we cross-connected the first portion of it. Now we are coming to cross-connect the two at the moment. The third one will be done at a later stage. So we are cross-connecting the two. Why are we doing that? One, it is to augment the supply to our water treatment plants because of the increase in our customer base. Secondly, we are increasing the flexibility of the system, meaning if the B1, B11 has got a problem, we then are able to swing the load into the B19, and vice versa, if the B19 has got a problem, we do the same for the B11. And the of the 4,840 megaliters that we supply on a daily basis to our customers, we are taking only 600 megaliters, meaning in the system we'll still be having 4,200 megaliters of water in that 54-hour shutdown where the work will be done. Our customers will experience low pressures, not in all areas. There are 8 municipalities that have been listed that will be impacted by exactly that. One, it is the city of Joburg or Johannesburg Water, Mogale City, Rand West, Merafong Local Municipality, Rustenburg, Madideng, Metsimaholo, and Emfuleni. Those areas will be impacted. We are anticipating to be low pressure, but the draining of the system depends on you and I as a consumer. That in those 2 days, we are pleading that we use water sparingly.
So what is that really? What results in low pressure? In other words, there's definitely water in the system, but not a lot of water. Or why would there be low pressure versus no water, for example? So in other words, the water's clearly not being turned off.
Yeah, no, remember I said under normal circumstances, on a daily basis, today,
right,
as we speak, when there's no problem or we are not working on the line,
right,
we pump into the system 4,840 million liters in a day.
Okay.
On that day, we will be minusing the 600 from the system.
Okay.
So that is what will cause low pressure in our system.
Right. And you've referred to it, and we've certainly seen it. Our home is on the bottom of a hill. We're quite low. And when other people are messaging to say, do you have water? We don't have water. We generally do, even though we have low pressure. Does it impact where you situate it? I have read something about how high lying and lower lying areas. How significant is that?
That is very significant, and that is why you know we have been talking to all our consumers. During those times, consumers are urged to use water sparingly, because when there are low pressure, you still need pressure to take water to higher lying areas. Now, when consumers in low lying areas are using more than they should, then they are selfishly using water for themselves and not thinking about the guys that are up the hill. So the guys in the lower areas, they use water. They need to be mindful of the guys on top, because we will not be having enough pressure to push water right up to the hill. So where you are situated is very important. But we, you know, in our conversations with municipalities, and that is why we gave municipalities a 21 days notice, is that those arrangements are need to be made to prepare for those periods, whether it is tankers, whether it is having, you know, your storage tanks, you know, filled at that particular time, because you'll never know your area, especially if you are absolutely sure that your area is on a high-lying area, then make sure you prepare for that.
Right, and I think that is, and when is this taking place?
Please repeat that.
When is this whole upgrade taking place?
The work is starting from the 15th, that is on Monday, and anticipated to be completed on Wednesday.
All right, and that is the information we wanted to bring you. Eddie Singo, thanks for taking the time to speak to us. Water at Zokobosh Water Treatment Plant, executive and manager, explaining to us how it's going to work. There will be water, there will just be low pressure. If you live high up, well, you know what? Maybe we can talk about a deal for a very, very reasonable amount. You can come shower at us.